from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
I'm Bob McIntyre. A vote against the Homelessness and Addictions Recovery Treatment Hub at the Ramada Inn in Timmins was defeated in a tie vote at City Council Tuesday night. But the councillor for that ward says it still sends a message to the province. Rock Wissell says the people of his ward are behind the concept, but not the location or the Cochrane District Services Board organizing it. He knows the source of the money and the amount to buy the hotel because he was on the services board when it was approved, but it was in an in-camera meeting, so Wissell is frustrated that he can't disclose it publicly.
I was one vote of 14 when this came up in the in-camera meeting. I did support it at the time because I did believe in the heart project, but it's so unorganized and so not going in the right direction with the support of the community that I can no longer support it.
Wissell says it should be the service board's function to organize the groups to work together on the Heart Hub, but the district hospital should be the lead. Running the taps and flushing the toilet will cost you, the average Timmins homeowner, $6.50 more a month next year. City Council has arrived at its water and wastewater budget for 2025. It includes a levy to help invest in the infrastructure. The budget is separate from the general municipal budget because the revenue is from user fees, not property tax. The two-month-long GST holiday is now before Parliament. The Trudeau government has introduced legislation to have it take effect December 14th. But the bill does not include the $250 payment Trudeau has promised for every working Canadian after questions were raised by the opposition. Both the New Democrats and Bloc Québécois say they wouldn't support legislation if the payments weren't sent to retirees and people who are unable to work. By splitting the measure, the government hopes to get at least a tax holiday into place by the middle of December. And the federal government says action will be taken to reassure the United States that our border is secure. The commitment comes from a meeting between Prime Minister Trudeau, several federal ministers, and the premiers to discuss incoming President Donald Trump's threat to impose a 25% tariff on all Canadian imports. Trump claims that thousands of illegal immigrants are pouring into the U.S. from Canada and Mexico, bringing with them crime and drugs at unprecedented levels. Federal Public Safety Minister Dominic LeBlanc says additional measures will be taken to show that all of the measures necessary will continue to be in place. Premier Doug Ford, who is the current chair of the Premier's Conference, says the federal government has to take a more proactive approach at the border. But he adds if Trump carries through with his threat on January 20th, Canada will have no option but to retaliate.
For these stories and more, or to sign up for news alerts, go to MyTimmonsNow.com.